Senate Committee on Judiciary will begin now. We'll come to order. Good afternoon. We're holding this committee hearing in room 112 in the state capitol, sometimes referred to as the old Capitol building. I ask that all members of the committee be present in room 112 so we can establish a quorum and begin our hearing. I believe that we do have sufficient members to establish a quorum, so Madam Chief Counsel, would you call the roll?
For purposes of establishing a quorum, Umberg.
Here.
Umberg here. Wilk. Allen. Ashby. Caballero. Durazo.
Here.
Durazo here. Laird.
Here.
Laird here. Min.
Here.
Min here. Nilo. Nilo. Nilo's here. Stern.
Here.
Stern here. Wahab, you have a quorum.
All right. And we have one bill before us. Senator Osso, before we present SB 479, let me recognize the chair emeritus of the State Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Hannah Beth Jackson's here with us today. Thank you for joining us. I want to note that we will allow two primary witnesses in support and two primary witnesses in opposition. Each primary witness will have 2 minutes to speak. After the primary support, I'll invite other supporters to state their name, affiliation, and position. I will do the same for the opposition. After we hear from the support and opposition, we'll turn to comments from the committee. If you wish to further expound on your position on this bill or any other bill, you can submit a letter to the committee using one of the methods described on the Judiciary Committee's website. All right, Senator Durazo. Floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and committee members. Assembly amendments deleted the contents of SB 479 and replaced it with a technical cleanup to my SB 567 from last year. The amendments also added an urgency in order to clean up SB 567 prior to the bill going into effect next month. Among other provisions, SB 567 defined which owners are authorized to evict the tenant in order to move themselves or qualifying family members into a unit pursuant to Civil Code Section 1946.2. This measure was unanimously supported in the Assembly, and with me today are Deborah Carlton, California Apartment Association, and Elizabeth Jolene Kim, Legislative Director of PICO California. Are there any
All right.
questions?
Witnesses in support, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Senators. Thank you, Senator Durazo, for making this technical cleanup. We worked with her last year on Senate Bill 567, and we appreciate the minor cleanup, but very important. Apartment Association in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Elizabeth Kim, PICO California Ledge Director. Thank you so much for this cleanup bill. We just had a call with DOJ this morning. Very excited to start the enforcement. Millions of tenants are waiting for this bill to help protect them from homelessness and support. Thank you.
Thank you. Others in support? Seeing no one else approach the microphone, let's take any testimony in opposition to SB 479. Seeing no one approaching the microphone, all right, let's come to the committee. I see the lion is laid down with the lamb, so questions? Questions by committee members? Seeing no questions by committee members, Senator Laird. Senator Laird moves the bill. All right, we'll go ahead and we will call. Would you like to close, Senator Osso?
I respectfully ask for your support and I vote.
Thank you. All right. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll.
The measure is SB 479. The action is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Umberg?
Aye.
Umberg, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Allen? Ashby? Caballero? Durazo?
Aye.
Durazo, aye. Laird?
Aye.
Laird, aye. Min?
Aye.
Min, aye. Nilo?
Aye.
Nilo, aye. Stern? Wahab?
Six. All right, there's six aye votes and no votes, but we're gonna put on call. We'll put the bill on call here for 4 minutes, so. Thank you, members, for being so responsive to my request. Thank you, Senator DeRosso. Thank you, Senator Jackson, for being here.
How does it get so easy?
Yeah. It's Senator DeRosso. It's Senator DeRosso. I see Senator Allen is here. We'll go ahead and open the roll for Senator Allen. Madam Secretary, if you would call the roll.
Allen? Aye. Allen here. Ashby?
Allen, aye.
Caballero? Stern? Wahab?
To be clear, Senator Allen voted aye, right? All right, and so that's seven. We're gonna put back on call here for a few more minutes. Thank you, Senator Allen. Roll. Please call those who have not yet voted.
Ashby?
Aye.
Ashby, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Stern? Wahab?
Aye.
Wahab, aye.
All right. How many is that in favor?
10-0.
All right. We'll put it on call again for 2 minutes. Oh, they're across the way. You know what? We're not going to wait for him. We'll give it 2 minutes and then we'll shut it down. He's up. You know what? Let's see. Can you call Senator Stern's office and see if he wants to? If this is a thing for him, we'll hold the roll open. But I don't think he cares.
Yeah, I'll check on it right now.
Thank you.
So you'll go back through no matter what one more time.
Okay.
And if he's not here,
okay.
Then I'll close it down. Yeah. Well, I got it.
Okay,
all right. Let's open the roll for one final time. Please, Madam Secretary, please call those who have not yet voted.
Stern.
Senator Stern. All right. The vote. Let's announce the vote.
10.
10-0. All right. The bill is out, and we are adjourned. Thank you.